It's Wednesday, July the 2nd, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbien. The Directorate of Veterinary Services has updated regulations permitting the movement of dried meat from cloven-hoofed animals, including cattle, goats and pigs, into the foot and mouth disease free zone without a veterinary permit, provided strict conditions are met. According to the ministry's spokesperson, Simon Yipanduluwa, all meat must be thoroughly cooked, blood-free and preferably boiled.
Raw meat that is produced under the commodity-based trade is allowed since foot and mouth virus survives in animal tissue, including lymph node and bone marrow. This meat that is slaughtered under recognized veterinary conditions in abattoirs that are recognized by the ministry's veterinary directorate.
Head of State Netumbonandi Ndaitwa has appointed 6 new regional governors to serve across the country. The new governors are Emmanuel Shishiweni Shikongo for Umusati, Dorothy Mareka Kavula for Zambezi, Natalia Tuagoses for Erongo, Hofni Ibinge for Oshana, and David Gertse for the Karas region, and lastly, Kadiva Hamutumwa for Ohangwena. Political analyst Dumba Kamwanya shared his insights.
I am not surprised. The key themes that we have seen with President Tumbonandi Ndaitwa, and those themes are female-oriented and the youth-oriented appointment, and exactly that's what we have witnessed. But the question for me from a public policy perspective is, it should not just be because you are a woman or you are a young person. It should be about competencies. Some of the regions are huge, so they really need to hit the ground as they go there.
Notably reappointed to serve Omaheke is Bionga Kanate. The Health Ministry has identified ear, nose and throat disorders as the most common health issues affecting children under 5 in the Thomas region. The region's Health Directorate Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Nathanael Kandiwapa, told Selma Tapopi for One Africa TV's News on One that between January and May this year alone, over 13,000 ear, nose and throat cases were recorded in the region.
Other significant conditions in the same age group include 13,360 cases of diarrhea, 10,982 cases of common cold and 3,019 gastrointestinal disorders. In addition, Senior Medical Officer Dr. Marita Mouton said Katutura Health Center, which treats over 162,000 patients, most common illnesses for patients above 5 years include musculoskeletal conditions, upper respiratory tract infections and diarrhea amongst others.
Continentally, food assistance for Sudanese refugees sheltering in 4 neighboring countries could run out in the coming months unless fresh funding is secured urgently, a World Food Programme official told Reuters, warning of worsening malnutrition. Over 4 million people have fled Sudan's civil war, now in its 3rd year, to 7 surrounding countries where overcrowded camps and strained resources leave many at risk due to persistent funding gaps. Internationally, the U.S. Senate has narrowly passed Donald Trump's spending legislation, with the Vice President, J.D. Vance, stepping in to cast the tie-breaking vote. Our correspondent, Nick Harper, reports from Washington that the so-called Big Beautiful Bill moves to the House of Representatives, where lawmakers have similarly expressed concern about the trillions of dollars the bill will add to the national debt.
They have just a few days to try and get this cleared. Donald Trump says he wants the legislation on his desk by Friday, July the 4th, to sign it into law. That's despite concerns that the legislation will add $3.3 trillion to the national debt over the next 10 years and cut healthcare provision for more than 12 million Americans. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.